As I mentioned, the president is at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The CEOs and, you know, the movers and shakers of, you know, big business. But it's really small business that is the backbone of America. It is the small business entrepreneur, the guy that takes the risk, the woman that opens a bakery, the guy that, you know, starts a shuttle service. All of these small businesses are the backbone of America. Tens of millions of employees are working for small businesses today. And yet, my next guest says that all the Democratic candidates forget about all of that. They don't talk about that. They don't understand the policies and the damage they do to the small businessman and woman in America today. Sam Cayucci is the founder and CEO of One Huddle. Sam, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Good to have you here. So small business, you say, and I agree with you. As a small business owner myself, I've owned several. Some have been better than others, but I keep doing it. I have an illness, and I love doing it. But small business being forgotten, certainly by the Democrats and maybe by more. Tell me what you mean.
So, I mean, I think today more than ever, you know, running a business is difficult. And we live in an economy today that is providing tremendous amount of opportunities for a heck of a lot of people. We're living at a time when you have a labor force that's, you know, with the lowest unemployment numbers we've seen in a long time, are back at work. But, you know, at the same time, there are a tremendous amount of challenges that business owners face when they come to work every day to think about how they grow their business. And, you know, at a time when there's tremendous opportunity, I think it's the responsibility of government, it's the responsibility of folks in Washington or within government to make sure that business owners are able to deploy their capital to hire better.
Right.
Deploy their capital to prepare their workforce better, and they're able to stay out of the mess of everything else that really slows down what's important to growing a business from a small business owner's perspective.
Well, what concerns me, Sam, is when I hear people say, we're going to tax the rich to pay for X, Y, and Z. We're going to tax the rich. If you're an S-Corp business owner, for people that don't know this, an S-Corp, your business income flows through your personal tax return. And it makes a, maybe you've got $1 million on there, but that doesn't take into account the fact that you have 6 or 8 employees and you have all these other things going on. So $1 million in gross income might reflect $100,000 in net income, maybe less. It depends on the business and it depends on what's going on. And it frightens the daylights out of me because I look at the people running for office, be it Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. These guys don't understand anything about business. I'm sure they don't understand their own tax returns because they haven't done their own tax returns in 40 years, right or wrong?
No, oh, yeah, you are absolutely on point. I mean, I think if you were to give most Americans a class in what happens financially to a business that's at that small business tier you're talking about, they get squeezed absolutely with things like, you know, the impact of insurance and healthcare and the impact of all of these things. And I think that what gets lost in translation is that, you know, business owners care most importantly about the people that work for them. And I think this gets lost in mainstream media that, you know, when you have a small business of 5, 10, 15 people, which we know that most small businesses are less than 50.
Right.
You come to work every day and you know, you think about the people that work for you.
Sure you do.
And how you can, you know, I think about, you know, it drives me crazy every day when I look at my payroll numbers and I see what percent of a dollar goes to the worker after taxes at the end of the day. And I think every day, how do we create more opportunity
yeah.
for that person? But I don't think most people, you know, are in tune. And I definitely think that a heck of a lot of the Democratic candidates out there are disconnected.
Sure, certainly. And you hit something very important there. Sam Cayucci here, founder and CEO of One Huddle. When you work and operate inside a small business, you have a small nucleus of people, whether you're less than 50 or less than 10, you become vested in these people. You know who their kids are. You know what's going on with them. You know if they're not feeling well. You know all of these things, right? It becomes very personal what's going on back and forth. So, yes, you care about these people. So let me ask you this. The need to increase focus on job skills, how do we better prepare workers? I mean, the small businesses often don't have the resources of the big guys to do the things to move their business forward the way the big companies do. How do we help small businesses better prepare for the changes that inevitably come?
Yeah, and this is the really the wild part, because we talk about business owners that are already at a disadvantage when you start up a company in many ways, and then the labor force you hire from, you would expect have been given the job skill training, the access to education to prepare them for when they show up for day one. But this doesn't always happen today. The majority of CEOs and businesses from small to large say that their number one challenge today are employees with the skills to work on day one. Now, what this means is that as a small business owner, these folks are taking on the added responsibility of educating the foundation of our of the labor force on top of running a business. Give you a big example. The U.S., we spend only 0.1% of our GDP on active labor policies. That's job training. That's job search assistance. That's 1/6 of Switzerland and Germany.
Yep.
At the same time, we have, we have a lot of candidates running around saying the answer is just free college. I think that today, business owners, their number one challenge is how to get employees ready to work on day one. We need to find better ways to make sure that companies are excited about investing in their people. I use this.
And I'd like to say something else there. Sam, I want to jump in because it's not, we had this mindset for too many years that everybody needed to go to college. That's certainly not true. We need people that can build homes and fix electrical lines and do sewer systems, municipal, big, large, all of these. The trades is what I'm driving at. Because the trades are completely underserved right now. And I don't know about where you live, but try to find a handyman where I live. Good luck. And if you do find one, you better hold on for dear life because he's getting a better offer down the street in 5 minutes to go work on somebody else's place. Trust me, the trades are underserved. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. And it couldn't happen at a worse time. You have we have automation, AI, and robots coming right down the pipe. And, it's funny. A day doesn't go by, I don't read an article with somebody out there talking about, don't worry about it. More jobs are going to be created because of all this stuff. I don't think people really realize the disruption that's going to happen. And I work in the tech space. My company, One Huddle, we do job skill training for companies. People don't realize the amount of tasks and jobs that are about to be shifting. And it's now more than ever that we need folks in Washington finding ways to continue to incentivize and motivate employers to invest in their people. It's crazy to think I can get a bigger tax deduction for a stapler than investing in a job skill program for my workforce as a small business owner.
Yeah, that's probably a little myopic. That's a little bit short-sighted, I would say. Sam Cayucci is the founder and CEO of One Huddle. Sam, tell people where they can find out more about your organization.
Sure. If you head over to onehuddle.co, the number onehuddle.co, what we found, Steve, is that employees more than ever need access to job skill training. Our company turns all employee training into quick burst mobile games, totally aimed at a younger generation of workers. And I'm sure a lot of folks out there that run a business are focused on how do we not just get these people onboarded, but skilled up and sticking around longer term.
There you go, Sam. Good conversation. Good having you back. Look forward to talking to you again. The economy pretty bright for 2020, and I hope you do well, my friend. Thank you.
Same to you, Steve.
There you have it. 41 after. It's the day that the trial starts in the United States Senate. We'll get to that. But first, we're going to talk about some other things here and got some comments from AOC. You don't want to miss those right after the break.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So, whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.